Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
Oh yeah, welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the long weekend. Here we are on the eve of a Memorial Day weekend. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. Nice to meet you. Thanks for tuning in or finding us or stuck listening to us because someone is controlling the radio and you're like, turn them off already. I've had enough. I'm Klein. That's Allie.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan.
Hello.
The audio sniper in the back room. You got Jake Z Nerd.
What's up?
Recovering from heartbreak, but don't worry. He's losing pound after pound after pound. He'll hop on the scale later for his weekly weigh-in. Guy's down like 25 pounds since we started this thing, and it's out of control what's going on here.
And for every pound that Jake loses, Klein gains.
That's right. That's the deal we're making around here because we have to make sure that we continue to grow the show. Regardless of how much weight he loses, we must balance it out. Equilibrium, baby. In the back room, you got Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking the calls at 800-520-1067 later this morning. Very funny, Brad Williams, our little friend. I think that Brad would say that K-Rock, without K-Rock, he would not have a career in comedy. He, of course, originally, I believe, went to a Kevin and Bean live broadcast where he ran on stage and started humping. I think it was Ralph or something like that.
I think it was Kevin Ryder's leg at a Miss Double December remote.
Right, okay. So, I mean, he's got a lot of history with K-Rock now. He's selling out venues all over the world, and he worked with Ali and I in radio for a few months before he quit.
Yeah, we had a morning show together.
And
for about 5 months.
We got a lot of questions about Brad. He's going to agree to hop on the lie detector test for some Lie Day Friday coming up later this morning here on K-Rock. And for some people, everyone should be in a great mood because it's a Friday before a long weekend. But for some people, they're in an even better mood today.
My Friday flex. Started a new job about a month ago. Klein, I get every other Friday off, which means today I have Friday off. So I got a 4-day weekend, bitches.
Wow, good for you, dude. Super jealous. Once we all get that 4-day work week going, we'll all be experiencing some of these 4-day weekends.
Just expand from there.
4-day weekends is where it's at. Lots to get into this hour on the show. We'll do the Box of Shame coming up in moments here on K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Just when I thought we were all in a good mood because the 3-day weekend is here and officially or unofficially summer can start right now. It's Memorial Day weekend. We will celebrate by kicking off the banger bus in about an hour. Songs you'd like to hear on K-Rock, as long as they are certified bangers and they put you in a good mood as you get the hell out of town or just sit in your car or potentially sit in the comfort of your air-conditioned apartment. Regardless, let us know what you want to hear, and I'm sure it will not be the same songs you hear us play on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We're going to go a little bit broader. Cast that net a little wider.
I love broader.
Allie loves broad. Broad-shouldered one of the bunch.
Let us know
what you want to hear. You can. There's a post up on our Instagram, Klein Alley Show, Banger Bus. You can let us know there. Or if you'd rather, you can text us here at 800-520-1067. Got a nice meaty list we're putting together. And as much as I said we're in a great mood right now, then I remembered we've got the Box of Shame, which has been brought into the studio now, and one of us will have to share our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets at random. It's time for the Box of Shame.
The Box!
What's in the box?
Of Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
All right, who will it be? There's been a lot of terribly shameful things that have happened to all of us. And when that does happen, just like it happens to you, a lot of times you hope that no one ever hears about them or finds out about them. And we write ours down and put them in this box. It's full of them. And someone is about to have to explain themselves. Box of shame. J-Rock. Wow. This is a juicy one.
Huh. What does it say?
Juicy.
It's juicy.
This person claims that they keyed and destroyed a car.
Oh, crazy.
It's juicy.
It's juicy. This person keyed and destroyed a car.
Jake, you're already saying, oh, crap.
Was that you, Jake?
Yes.
Dude, that's messed up.
Whose car did you key?
Apparently, it was a neighbor's car. I didn't know whose car it was when I did it.
Why did you key a car? That's a good one. To me,
keying your neighbor's car is the worst.
Keying a car, I find that to be such a deplorable act.
More than breaking someone's window.
Yeah, I think it is one of the
dick moves.
The big, like, even I get it. I don't know what someone would have to do to get their key card. Usually,
they parked like an a-hole.
When was this, Jake?
Oh, God. When I was in college.
And why did you key their car? What happened?
I drove back from, like, a show in Seattle to my folks' house. They weren't home, but someone was parked in front of the gate to get into, like, where they live. And they parked in a way where you couldn't really get in. And it pissed me off. So when I finally got in, I went down. I parked my car. I was so mad. I walked back down to where they were, and I... Not only keyed their car, I went around the entire car with the key, and then I walked away, and then I turned around, and I went back, and I keyed the hood.
Oh, man.
Did you just do regular, did you key a D into the car, or?
No, just one straight line all the way around, and then keyed the car, and then went home and crashed out, and then didn't wake up until, like, I was the only one there. I didn't wake up until their doorbell started ringing. Like crazy, and I, you know, I don't live there, so I'm not answering the door. And I looked out the window, and I saw a neighbor, like, point down to where the car was, then point to their house, then point to our house, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no. So did you answer the door and explain?
Oh, hell no. Nuh-uh. No.
I
waited until they came later and told my folks. But I guess what happened was... Their car just happened to break down there.
Oh.
Oh, my God. They weren't even trying to park like dicks.
No. And then I guess they had a problem with people, like, breaking into their car, so they, like, put a video camera on it. And so that's how I got caught.
Dude, so there's video footage of you keying this person's car?
Once upon a time there was, but I don't know if it still exists, but I would love to see it.
All right, well, get it off your chest.
Wait,
Jay.
So you did this just because you had to do a little bit of extra maneuvering with your vehicle?
I was mad.
But that seems
so.
Like,
you literally had to maybe go up on a curb a little bit and then just, you know, go around and then go up
like a dick.
They
but that seems
like
an extreme move, man. Yeah,
it was Jake, totally extreme. This is the box of shame.
Allie makes a good point. They didn't park like a dick. Their car broke down.
Exactly.
At an inconvenient place for you, but yeah, you couldn't not get in. You still got into where you needed to go.
Yeah.
Barely. But if you have ever seen Jake angry, he gets pretty, like, internally steamed. Like, I've never seen him so angry when he couldn't find that butter for his rice.
Right.
It really upset him. And there was rage. I saw it in your eyes.
The rage was that they wouldn't let me get it myself. That was such
bullcrap. But you get really charged up over one little thing you kind of center around.
Because it was so arbitrary. It was ridiculous.
So I imagine you went back into your parents' house and then you were like, this person, I can't just let their parking go unchecked. I need to do something.
I parked the car and I walked back down there.
Wow.
Dude.
But yeah, anyways, they were nice enough not to have
it's
the cops.
Fine.
That's some of Jake's anger voice.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's when you get
deep anger.
Deep anger. Fine.
So they didn't.
It's fine.
They didn't do anything?
Well, the cops wanted them to, like, press charges, but since I was a neighbor's kid, they didn't. I just had to pay for the damages.
How much was the damages?
Yeah.
I don't know, like $1,000-something.
Oh, my God.
Man. And that's when you were working at that arcade stealing quarters.
That was pay with by student loans.
Jesus. Oh, that's great right there.
Goodbye, books.
You got to get them student loans so that you can go ahead and key some cars when you get angry. All right, Jake, well, you're off the hot seat. That's been the box of shame. Congratulations.
The box.
What's in the box?
Of shame.
Shame.
Hey, Joseph, shame. I'm J-Rock. Good morning.
Shane.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say I've always wanted to know what kind of man would key another person's car and what they would sound like.
Yeah.
And that's the exact voice that comes to mind.
Yeah, Jake's voice.
Thank you.
It is exactly. It's funny. You ever had your car keyed for some reason? It is such a feeling of violation, anger. It's annoying. You feel.
They always talk about a senseless crime.
Senseless.
It is a senseless crime.
It's a senseless crime.
It's the worst thing you could do to somebody's car.
I agree.
I think so too.
I've been in car accidents where my car's been totaled. I would be less. I'm less mad.
I've slashed tires before.
Oh,
you
my
have?
God. You're a terrible
what
person.
What is wrong with you?
What happened? The person was a little over the line in our parking lot.
You looked at me wrong.
All right. Jesus Christ. We got to take a break. We're back in a second. No one parked near Jake. It's funny because that's the irony, Jake, is that you now have such a crappy car.
Keying it would make it better.
Yeah, keying your car would be improvements to your car.
I might do that.
Key off all that
bird
crap.
Get a racing stripe.
We gotta be right back. K-Rock Lister. Getting closer and closer to the banger bus as we get you ready for the long weekend. If you got songs you must hear on K-Rock to put you in the right mood, they have to be bangers. That's the only rule. Must be bangers, none of that weird downer crap. And it's also nothing too obscure because it's got to be a certified banger. It's got to be something that most people will enjoy. And if you get them to us on the text line or on Instagram, Klein Alley Show, we will try to get them on the radio starting at about 8 o'clock. The banger bus can officially begin. Postmaster Johnny's in the studio right now for some Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny, you feeling smart today?
Oh, never.
Yeah, that's so true. Yesterday, there was a couple people that called out sick. I guess Nicole couldn't be here, so Johnny filled in after the show. And how do you think your on-air shift did as Postmaster Johnny, the K-Rock DJ?
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. It was really fun. I had a really fun time doing it.
I'm going to play you. This was Johnny's first break of the morning.
Well, hold on a minute. The review is it was fun?
Yeah, it was a really great fun time.
Well, how do you think you did?
I think I did really good.
Do you think your first break was a good break?
Yeah. I was locked in.
Let's take a listen to
this. Go ahead. It's all nine. What an appropriate song for today. It's new K-Rock music. Miles Smith, nice to meet you. And it is very nice to meet you. I'm Postmaster Johnny from the Klein Alley Show, filling in for the lovely Nicole Alvarez. So, yes, stick with me for the next 4 hours. But I have something for you. It's the world famous K-R-O-Q.
What do you have for people? something.
I have tickets to give away. I was like... queuing in like, hey, I got tickets to give away. Like, stick around, I'll make the 4 hours worth your while.
I was like, what is this something that he's got for us? I'm so excited.
That was the point of the break, though. It was to intrigue you and make you think, what has he got for me? What is it?
Now this, you want intriguing. This was his second break here. Take a listen.
Cut my life into pieces.
You just weren't there at all.
No, I didn't have an outro for anything right there.
Well, yeah, you were supposed to talk. You don't dead seg between songs.
No, it literally said like 4 seconds, and then I know the intro of that song. He just goes right into the vocals.
Right, but that's where you got to stop the music down and say, hey, it's K-Rock, Postmaster Johnny.
And tell him what you got for him.
Remember I said I got something for you?
Sell the song.
This is what I got. This is it. Well, like this.
Hey, that's Sally.
Cut my life into pieces.
Yeah.
I couldn't disrupt the flow.
Economy of words.
I couldn't disrupt the flow.
That's good. And you came out of that weird-ass country song we're playing.
People were like, I can't wait to see what Johnny says about this country song. And then it was
nothing. By the way, I kind of like, because the girls and the baddies.
Boy.
No, the girls and the baddies love Role Model.
All right.
So I can't diss him or talk about him.
Well, Miles was talking him up.
Let's get into Johnny Doesn't Know right now. We got easy questions, very simple, no theme today, just easy stuff that any human should know over the age of one. Will Johnny know these answers? All you got to do is predict yes or no. And what do we have? Let's see here. For everyone who gets theirs right, you'll have a chance to win yourself a pair of tickets to Shane Wang, Bank of America Performing Arts Center, Thousand Oaks on September 13th. You'll laugh all night, and you'll probably start laughing right now at Postmaster Johnny. So here we go.
Johnny doesn't know.
Big duty.
Johnny doesn't know.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
I'm not a soccer guy.
Johnny doesn't know.
Global soccer tournament that takes place.
In America or like in the world?
Global! Never heard of it?
Not Olympics related.
All right. When in doubt, say no. You'll probably be right. Here we go. Your first question, and all you have to do is predict, will Johnny know or not know? John in Inglewood, we start with you. A John versus Johnny battle. Hello, John. Good morning.
Hey. Johnny doesn't know. Whoa.
It's a very catchy song. Very catchy song. Here we go. Johnny.
Yeah.
Focus on these. If you have six half dozen eggs, how many dozens of eggs do you have? Will Johnny know this? John, yes or no?
Hard no.
Hard no.
Sorry, can I get a piece of paper and pen one more time?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
You guys got to draw eggs.
No, he paper. Just said that was a little too much wording and numbers for a question.
It was not too much of anything.
No paper.
No, it doesn't. By the way, I don't think he's ever used paper, and it's helped him. Just so you know, in the history of the times, we've asked him questions where he's requested paper and pen. He has never been helped by it.
He's drawing eggs.
You have six half dozen eggs. How many dozens of eggs do you have, Johnny? I don't know why you would need paper for this. There are children listening that have already yelled the answer at the radio, I can assure you.
I'm a math teacher. I know the answer.
Okay. This guy's a math teacher.
Well, you said I have half of six eggs.
So
if you cut all the eggs in half.
Yeah.
Half of six eggs.
Go ahead.
You get 12 eggs. Because you get 12 halves. Because you cut six eggs.
Oh, wow. You're literally cutting the eggs
in half. Oh, so it's good you sketched it out. All right.
Yes. Yeah,
that was
six.
I take back what I said. The sketching was helpful. So your answer, if you have six half dozen eggs, how many dozen eggs do you have? Your answer is 12.
12.
12 dozen eggs.
You've made more eggs. Yeah.
Okay.
You cut them in half.
God damn, that is so wrong for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Johnny, you would have three...
Dozen.
12.
Dozen.
What, huh? Three dozen?
Yeah.
So that's how much?
36.
John, hold on 1 second. He didn't...
John, hold on. You're going way too fast.
Yeah. Slow down.
Hold on.
This guy's a math
teacher.
Yelling
numbers. You're not confused.
Yeah.
John, as a math teacher, can I ask you a question? Like, at what age should a person know that pretty confidently?
Oh, I would say probably like second, third.
Second or third grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Day of life or
I think I actually stole this question from one of my kids' homework assignments.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did it stump you or you got it?
No, I got it. But I knew Johnny wouldn't. All right, moving on. Hold on, Johnny. Congratulations. Johnny
thank
doesn't
you.
Know. Johnny, do you understand?
Thank you.
Do you understand?
We're not congratulating
Johnny.
You.
Oh, congratulating me.
Johnny, do you understand the answer yet or no?
Why would we congratulate you on what?
I don't know. I know the
Do you know how many eggs is in a half dozen?
I don't know. I usually get the little six pack.
We could have started with that.
Let's start with a dozen. How many is in a dozen?
You hear that? He said he started with a six-pack.
Well, I start with a six-pack from Whole Foods because they only sell six at a time.
Do you know what a six-pack of eggs is called?
Six-pack of eggs. A box of eggs.
Which is half a...
Half a box. Half a box of eggs. Oh, 12. 12. Duh. Right. Half of 12, yeah.
Right. So just talk this out with me for a second. So a dozen eggs would be 12 eggs.
A dozen eggs would be 12
eggs.
So
how many eggs would be in a half dozen eggs?
How many... Wait, say it one more time.
How many eggs would be in a half dozen eggs?
Six.
Right,
there you
okay.
Go.
So but if you cut them in half, like you asked me,
no,
I have 12.
We didn't ask you to cut the eggs physically.
Aiden, we're going
to
move on before I actually rip my ears off my face. this next question is for Johnny. Johnny, what don't invertebrates have? What don't invertebrates have? Will Johnny know this, yes or no? Aiden, talking to you. Will Johnny know, yes or no?
I don't think Johnny would know.
Are you a child?
Is this a child?
Yes.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Now we're getting somewhere.
Do you know this, Aiden?
Don't answer, but do you know this?
No.
You don't know this?
Really?
All right. Well, they're 12, so, what are you, 10, 12?
12. Oh, the number 12 just keeps following me today.
All right, sure does. This person's a dozen
such
years
a
old.
Tough number.
Damn. All right, Johnny, what don't invertebrates have? This guy says you will not know. You're playing with a child.
Is invertebrate like a race?
Whoa.
Nationality?
I love how you're saying it low volume, just to make sure you don't offend anyone.
Well, because I don't like...
Can we call them invertebrates?
Yeah, is it okay? Is it PC? Call it invertebrate?
I don't
want to
offend anybody.
Let's call it the AI word. What are we saying here?
So is it a people or is it a thing?
Johnny, what don't invertebrates
don't
have?
Don't call them things.
These are things. Are theys? I don't know.
Way to be PC.
Sorry. So it's not a person, I guess.
LGBTI.
Invertebrates.
Johnny, there's something that invertebrates don't have.
So it's a body part.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying the question.
Let's say bones. I don't like the word bones, but let's say bones, though. I'm going to go with bones.
You have a feeling about the word bones?
Yeah, because he said what they don't have. And I know jellyfish, they just jellyfish. There's no skull or
jellyfish,
structure.
They just jellyfish. I don't know how we somehow stumbled into the right answer, but specifically, it's spine, so I can't accept this as the
but right. That's a skull.
But
that's
you got close, and the spine
it
is not
a
skull. It was
as right as Johnny was going to get.
Yeah. For Johnny, that counts as right, but it's still not right. So Johnny's still not right.
Aiden, you're in the running.
Aiden, hold on. You have a chance to win, even though you're 12. All right, let's say hi to Jose.
Even though you technically can't.
Canoga Park. Hey, Jose, good morning. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know.
Hey, good morning. I'm 3 dozen years old.
You're 3 dozen years old. Pleasure. Welcome to 36.
How many six packs is that?
Will Johnny know in the saying, a picture is worth 1,000 what? Will Johnny know this, yes or no? A picture is worth 1,000 what? Will Johnny know this, yes or no, Jose?
Oh, man. Sorry, Johnny, but I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Johnny, a picture is worth 1,000 what? This is a very common saying.
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
Oh!
Whoa, Johnny.
Look at you, Johnny. Take that, Jose. Mm. We say no way to you. We give Sutton the final question
today.
We say
no way to you.
Sutton in Moreno Valley. This is the last chance at Johnny Doesn't Know right here. Johnny?
Hi.
Hi, good morning. In what country would you find the Swiss Alps? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Right. Johnny, what country would you find the Swiss Alps?
Swiss. You just said Swiss. You're trying to trick me. It's Swiss, right?
Which country would you find?
Is associated?
Swiss.
Country Swiss. All right.
Oh, that's my favorite genre of music.
Is that Sally song?
Finally figured out what the Sally song is. I went all the way to Stagecoach so I could see my favorite band, Country Swiss. All right, Johnny, is that really your final answer?
Swiss in Europe?
Swiss in Europe.
It sounds like it's in Europe.
All right, Sutton, congratulations. Swiss.
Cheese.
No, it's a short for something. Swiss.
Swiss.
If you're from this country, you are Swiss.
You're a Swisher.
Swisher, okay. Switzer.
Switzerland?
There we go.
Switzerland is Swiss?
He didn't get it. Okay, all right. Wow. Sutton predicted correctly. Aiden the Child predicted correctly. And John predicted correctly. Who's going to win some tickets to see Shang Wang?
John,
congratulations. You're going to a night of comedy. Let's go. You're a math teacher, which means your summer's almost here. So your life just got great. So hold on 1 second, and thank you for starting your day with us here on K-Rock. In a moment, a travel expert will be joining us to figure out what we can do this weekend on K-Rock. Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you. So let's get into it.
No, Klein. First, we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, man. Omar really hates when we get into Memorial Day weekend for one particular reason. He starts to hear that phrase, the phrase that just irks him.
And it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
It keeps going.
Pack your patience. And we're going to have a travel expert on in a moment. We'll try to do this before all the big holidays to see if which one of us can try during the interview to get her to say the phrase that we know that she's just itching to say, yeah. Which is pack your patience.
And, you know, these travel experts are, this is their Super Bowl. They're going to talk to a lot of different media outlets, and they're all going to say the same things about when to get on the roadways and how you should prepare. And they always say to arrive early, yeah. Expect, you know, traffic, and then always pack your patience.
I'm going to play this as a clip from the news, but just to give you an idea how much they love it so much. I mean, they can't wait to just get to it, and then we'll get this travel expert on in a moment. And Allie, she has no idea that we're attempting to get her to say the phrase, which probably she'll do anyway, but it's a bet between Allie and I. You want to go $50? See which one of us can get her to say
sure.
it? Okay.
Memorial Day weekend marks the first big weekend of the summer season that typically includes sitting in traffic.
No one wants to do that. All new at 5. 10 on your side's traffic reporter, Julia Avery, is preparing for a record number of cars on the road.
So then, of course, they go to the expert.
Setting us up for a gorgeous holiday weekend. But while you pull out your bathing suit and plan out your barbecue menu, you'll want to plan out your drive as well. So whether you are driving to a getaway or just driving across town, AAA Tidewater says to pack your patience. 10 on your side.
All right, let's have a travel expert join us on the show right now. And let's
do commend them, though, for delivering it as if it's the first time every time.
Every time they think they've stumbled into gold. All right, here we go. Put her on hold so she can hear us now. And now, joining us on K-Rock, finally, to get you ready for Memorial Day weekend, we have a travel expert from, you are from the Automobile Club of Southern California, known as AAA, correct?
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And we were fighting about how to pronounce your name, so why don't we let you do it so we don't screw it up.
My name is Gianella Giglino.
Gianella Guazzino.
No. Giglino, yes.
Close enough. Thank you, Vanessa, for booking the person with the hardest to pronounce name in the history of AAA. So as we are getting ready for the holiday weekend, any advice you have for people that could be traveling? Apparently, we're going to break records this year, huh?
Yes. So a lot of people are going to be hitting the roads, taking flights. So today in particular is going to be a very busy day. If you haven't left your house, I would suggest leaving before noon, because rush hour during that 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to be seeing a lot of people on the road, people heading to places like Las Vegas, Grand Canyon, the coastal cities, and San Diego.
And how should we get ready for, you know, what is going to be a very packed holiday when it comes to hitting the roads? What are some things that we should take with us?
Yeah, well, it's very important that your car is ready for that road trip, that you're checking your car battery before you start driving, that you check the air pressure on your tires. Also, checking your windshield wipers are in good condition as well. Also, make sure you're taking a portable phone charger when you're out going on those road trips in case you do get stuck on the side of the road. A lot of people rely on just plugging in their phone in their car, but if you're not able to do that, you still have that so you can make calls, call for help if anything happens.
Road rage is a big problem in Southern California year-round, but particularly on weekends like this, I could see road rage being at an all-time high. Is there something that, I don't know, we could do to just not get so rageful behind the wheel?
Yeah, take a few deep breaths before you start driving. Plan ahead. A lot of the stress comes from being rushing out of your house, feeling stressed about, like, I'm not going to make it on time. So preparation is very important, making sure you're leaving with enough time. And yeah, relax. It's a Memorial Day weekend. It's a 3-day weekend. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. I mean, I know that for some people there can be a real turning point where it's like, oh, I just want to get there already. And when they're feeling that, what should they remember?
that everyone's feeling that as well. Everyone, it feels the same way about traffic that you do. No one wants to be stuck in it, but unfortunately, that is a reality. So take a deep breath and drive safely, of course.
You're going to bring things like bathing suits and sunscreen and physical things, but potentially you also want to bring stuff that's not so physical. It's more of a state of mind. Anything that people should also bring with them?
Another physical thing is if you are flying, to bring your real ID. And if you don't have a real ID yet, to bring your passport with you. So you can still fly. However, there's different procedures now if you don't have that. So just to make flying a lot more smooth, bring your real ID or your passport.
Right.
If you are flying domestic.
We can also pack tangible things and intangible things, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you always want to make sure that wherever it is you're headed to, whether you're heading to Alaska or you're heading somewhere in the Caribbean, are ready for that. Yeah, you're ready for it, and you bring your real ID, all your necessary travel documents.
Yeah. She said it, Allie, already, so that's a redundant question. If there was any sort of like a three-word phrase to get people just kind of in the right state of mind for heading out on the roads, is there anything you could think of?
Like maybe a motto?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, my motto is just go with it. Just go with the flow. We're all kind of stressed out when we're driving, when we're going on a flight. You know, getting to LAX is never fun, but just go with it. We're all doing the best we can.
Yeah.
If you could think of a second three-word phrase.
Why would she have another phrase?
She's got one phrase.
Go with it. She said it.
If I had another one, I'm going to be something similar, because that's my best. This is my best piece of advice I got for you. Just go with the flow. Mm. We're all going through the same thing.
Right.
All right. Well, this has been a very... Omar, you got a question? It's been a very helpful roundup with a travel expert, AAA, to let everyone know if you're planning on doing traveling, especially road tripping, you want to make sure that you pack all the things you bring with you, and then maybe there's something in your brain you could pack too.
Yes, always pack your patience as well.
Did you just come up with that? We love it.
No.
Okay. There we have it. That is good advice from the AAA. Thank you, and have safe travels on the road this weekend.
Gianella, do you make a point to never say pack your patience?
It's not my favorite phrase.
Yeah, I love you. But everyone says it this time of year. You would agree?
They love it.
Yeah, they just love it.
True.
Would you like to go on record as saying an official spokesperson for the AAA that hates the phrase pack your patience?
No, I definitely don't, because it's very important.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're back with more. Thank you for joining us on K-Rock. Well, Allie, I think I earned the $50.
No.
Yes.
No.
I got her to say it.
No, what are you talking about?
Let's play it back.
She didn't say it when we were asking her to say it.
I got her to say it.
No. It was after the interview had concluded.
The interview isn't over until it's over. Pick her up right now. Put her back on. The interview's still going.
Let's start over.
You got to pack your patience.
You pack your damn patience.
Brad Williams will be joining us in moments for some Lie-Day Friday fun. We'll get your ADD news, and then we can officially kick off the banger bus. All bangers that you want to hear on K-Rock as we get you into your Memorial Day weekend, and that'll be next. There you go. Wake the F up. It's Klein Alley Show K-Rock on the eve of a long weekend, and let's get into your news now. Then officially the fun can begin. Brad Williams in the studio. We will get to that. Of course, Lie-Day Friday. I can't believe he's agreed to hop on the lie detector machine, but this will be a lot of fun for us, and we'll get some clarity as to why we stopped all working together many years ago. And I think the answer is because he decided he would become a lot richer, a lot more successful, and a lot more famous if he didn't have us hanging on his coattails. But perhaps there's other reasons as well, so we'll get to that. Some of these questions, I don't even know if he'll agree to answer. Every time he agrees,
we didn't ask him ahead of time
he agrees to answer a question on the lie detector test, we will allow him to plug another one of his things. And he's got a lot of things to plug.
Then he'll answer questions endlessly.
Right, but if he doesn't want to answer, he doesn't have to, but then he will lose out on plugs, and he loves his plugs. So we'll get to all that coming up in moments on K-Rock, but here we go with your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So we now have more details about the plane crash in San Diego that happened yesterday morning. At first, it was just a small plane crashing into a home. Then it was multiple houses. Now we know that the plane crashed into a power line, then crashed into the neighborhood itself and set some houses on fire. Thankfully, everyone was able to spring into action quickly. A lot of military live there, so they were able to help people evacuate really fast. And we know that 3 out of the 6 people on the plane have died. One of The last messages from the pilot to air traffic control was a question about the weather, because I guess there was a lot of fog. But we did lose someone really important to the alternative music scene, specifically the punk scene, Dave Shapiro, a talent agent who was passionate about the punk and rock scenes. He repped Sun 41, Pierce the Veil, Lamb of God, Story of the Year, Hanson, which I think most people think of when they think of punk music, and Vanessa Carlton. And then they also think that the former Devil Wears Prada driver, Daniel Williams, also died in the plane crash. If you look at Dave Shapiro's Instagram, he is a certified pilot and has been since 2011. His Instagram says he's a music agent and pilot and a retired base jumper. So obviously he liked those thrills. And
he was flying the plane.
That's what we haven't confirmed yet. Haven't confirmed that he was the pilot, but they did confirm that it was likely his plane, because the plane was registered to his company, like a company that's only owned and operated by him. So they don't know if he was the one. Like, I haven't seen that confirmed yet. But it was definitely his plane, from what they can see.
Very sad. I mean, it's sad, but it's happening, you know, more often now. And then when you start seeing the relationship with all the bands we play, K-Rock, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that guy, I don't know, because I'm not in any of the important meetings around here, but I would imagine that's probably someone that's been to K-Rock a few times.
Oh, I'm sure, more than a few times.
With the bands, who knows, but...
And I'm sure bands that we play on K-Rock will be coming out with statements and about their relationship with Dave Shapiro. He seemed like a guy who was really passionate from the beginning, and it seemed like he was also passionate about being in the punk scene and also not being super into, like, drugs. Like, he was into being sober and also being a fan of those bands.
I gotta get a statement ready in case I have an untimely death that I can release and make it seem like someone cool released it about me.
Do you want to plan out what I should say about you?
No, I don't want you to say anything.
Oh. I'll do it for you, then.
Thanks, Jay.
I'll do it for you, Ben.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Good friend.
All right. I know people feel a little checked out today because we're going into a long weekend. And just know that you are not alone, because there's a new study that's been done. And they've confirmed that more than half of employees, 58%, admit that they regularly pretend to be working. This is happening, obviously, going into holiday weekends even more so, but on a regular basis, more than half of people are not just at work, they are pretend working instead of actual working.
Just look annoyed and smash your keyboard a bunch and people will leave you be.
Well, it's also important to get a very good concentrated face.
Yeah.
Because if you're concentrated and looking at a screen, no one knows what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You could be looking at something work-related, or you could be just on Amazon.
You know that face you make when you're trying to hold in a fart when you're not supposed to fart somewhere, like in an elevator or around people? If you can just replicate that face, people will see that face and be like,
I shouldn't bother him. He's working hard.
They're contemplating something serious. And I have that face a lot because I actually am holding in farts. But people think I'm constantly working. Don't say that in my statement, please. I don't want that.
And I want to know what you think about this. Jason Schwartzman just said something about his life as being a parent. And when, you know, your kid is born, you teach them to say mom, dad, whatever the parent. And he has come out and said, my son calls me Jason.
He never
once called me dad, and it doesn't bother me. I never thought it was weird. He's always called me that. It only feels weird in public when people are like, why are you just with this random guy named Jason? But it is kind of an interesting thought, right? Like, when I don't have older kids, but I imagine when they eventually get older and start calling you by your first name, it feels super weird. But then when they get older and you start saying referring to yourself as like mommy and daddy, you're like, this feels strange.
Nothing weirder than an adult child that refers to their mom as their, like, hey, mommy. Mother or mommy. You're like, dude, you're 40. What are you saying? Mommy. It's mama. We've got a lot of, you're too slow now. We have to do them ourselves. Mama.
Get them that fast, dude. I don't know what you guys are going to say.
I know. Come on, the show's scripted. Follow the script, man. Follow the script.
It's scripted.
So, it is weird. But also, the first name basis thing, and I know this is going to make me sound like some old, out-of-touch boomer. Kids really don't have a lot of respect anymore for adults. The idea that you used to have to call someone Mr. or Mrs. whatever, that is like, I have like, my kids' friends will call me brah. They're like, yeah, bring us a snack, brah.
I'm really?
Like, yeah.
Well, that's just because they don't have respect for you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I think they
right.
think you're like the help.
All right, well, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.